to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Ooh. Two Idiot Girls soon to be on tour.
Yes.
We are coming to a city near you if you live in California. California. Everyone's so upset about the East Coast and everywhere else in the U.S. Listen, we had no control.
It's because we don't like any of you guys.
We had no control over that. Only because we got to start where we are located, which is on the West Coast. So we're going to start there, baby steps, and then if all goes to plan, which I'm sure it will, then we'll be able to go all over the U.S.
We have been, I'm not even joking, like writing down every single place that you guys want us to come
to. Yeah, we've been taking notes of where you guys want us to come.
We really want to go to Hawaii. That would be so fun.
Yeah, back to the motherland. We do love Hawaii. I obviously like have such a connection to that place, but we have lots of family who live in Hawaii too. So that would be very fun, very exciting. But we are going on tour.
Yeah.
And our tickets are available now.
On twoidiotgirls.com.
Yes. You can go ahead and cop your tickets now before they sell out, but they're going to start off the new year with a bang with us.
So we're going to San Diego,
Anaheim,
Los Angeles.
In San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Very exciting. Very fun.
In January. So you have plenty of time. So if you have birthdays coming up or you
Christmas
have,
gifts, yeah. You want to get your besties.
A Halloween gift. This would be it.
We still have tickets available. There may be some VIPs left, but they did sell pretty fast. So go ahead and check. But if not, there's plenty of GA and it's very affordable. We made sure to make GA affordable for all of you so you guys could come and have a good time with us. So make sure you guys get your tickets, tell your friends, or tell your families to get them for you for your prezzies. If your birthday's coming up, if your anniversary's coming up, if you just want them, Christmas.
A Just Because
Hanukkah, gift. Anything. A Just Because gift, yeah. So, 2DGirls.com, you can go there and get tickets now. Oh, my thumb is out of frame.
Okay, so we're doing a part three of pet peeves.
It's not, we've literally just been traveling like crazy. Like we were in New York for like 5 days. We came home for like three and then we went to Vegas and we just got back from Vegas. So we've just been busy, busy bees. But we're going to do a part three because you guys really loved our other parts. So.
And we also got like 100 new submissions. So it just made more sense to just do another part.
Yeah, so we're going to do another part and then we'll do a brand new topic next week.
And if you have ideas, you should let us know.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so this first one is from Hannah. And she said, this one is for literally no reason. And I'm not sure if my description will make sense. But if someone doesn't take a big enough breath when they're talking and they just keep talking till it sounds like they're about to pass out, I will walk away.
Are you a Capricorn by chance?
No, she's a Virgo like you.
Dang.
Look, it almost same. Sun, Virgo, Cancer, Moon, and Scorpio rising.
Oh, period, bitch. Interesting. That's is it Scorpio just the is it the holding the breath that it irritates you, or is it the fact that they're talking like desperately almost?
She just said it sounds like drawing, like scratching on a chalkboard to her.
Oh, okay.
She said so her mom does it all the time. It's a pet peeve. But she said it's like when someone doesn't take, like they're like all the way until they're running.
No, I know. Breath. I'm just curious which part is the irritating part. Is it just the fact that they're trying to rush to talk, or is it the noise of them holding their breath?
I think it's the sound. You know, just like
the
you
fact that you were like, you said my mom does this all the time is so funny.
Okay, this next one's from, I think it's Zoe. And she said that she hates when people honk at you as soon as the light changes.
I fucking hate that.
But she
too.
Also hates people who don't pay attention at the light and all.
Listen, torn between rock and a hard place, you know?
I know.
I feel that sometimes you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. I feel that too.
Stupid.
That's how I've been too. Especially when I'm like, it's so funny. I think I was talking to you about this.
Mm-hmm. About what?
I did talk to Trixie about this on my show about road rage.
Sure.
Because she asked me if I ever get road rage. And I was like, I mean, no. Like, I do get annoyed when I drive sometimes if people are driving bad.
I don't know that anyone's ever done something so, like, something to trigger me into road rage. Like,
same.
Like, I'll be like, what a dick. Well.
Yeah, I literally, but what I described to her, I think I told you, was that, like, sometimes I'll get so annoyed that I, like, talk shit in my car, like, out loud.
And then you feel silly.
And then I feel embarrassed. Like, I was thinking, like, what if someone heard me? That'd be so embarrassing.
I thought you were going to say, do you ever pretend to look in your blind spot when you're getting over? Or you look, but you don't really look?
You know what's so annoying is I thought that was a safe space, and it wasn't, clearly. I made a joke to Dayson.
It wasn't a joke. She was driving, she goes, remember that blind spot thing I told you? I go, yeah, I know. I watch you when we drive.
All I said was, you know when you're driving, like, you've been driving for a while, and, like, you get over, and you check your blind spot, and, like, you know, sometimes you, like, didn't even really look.
Like, you looked over there, but your eyes weren't registering.
Yeah, anything. Like, yeah. I did the motion, but I didn't actually
you
look.
You went like this.
No, I, like, did it, and I was, like, I wasn't even really looking or checking. And then I get over, and I'm, like, I hope I don't hit anyone in my head, because I didn't really look. Just me, apparently. I said it. I thought I was going to find community, and just turns out I was shamed. So I was just humiliated. Nope,
just you.
But that's, like, how I feel about road rage. Like, I'll literally yell, or, like, not yell. Yell is a strong word, but I'll exclaim rather loudly, and I'll, like, be like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? Like, something like that. And then I instantly feel humiliated, like somebody was watching me do it.
Because while you're doing it, you're listening to Dear Evan Hansen as loud as you can.
That's neither here nor there. Whether or not
you're singing whatever the song sounds like, you're like, what the?
What if whether or not I'm listening to Satisfied by Renee Elise Goldberry from the Hamilton soundtrack is no one's business but mine. That doesn't mean you're allowed to cut me off just because I'm listening to my own tunes. But I just, like, feel, like, this instant humiliation when I get mad, when I'm alone.
Yeah.
I, like, get so embarrassed that I, like, almost don't want to listen to music.
I get, like, anymore. Mad. I get, like, really annoyed when someone cuts me off. But I think I get more mad when someone's in my ass.
Yeah.
That annoys me way more than someone cutting me off.
I feel that.
Because I'm, like, go around me. Hey, go around me.
It's like I always make this joke with Dace because it was like a tweet we saw years ago. But it was like, either you let me merge or we both die.
I hate that too.
I think that because I'm like, where are you going, dude? Like,
especially if it's like a merging
lane. Yeah, it's like I have to get on. Like, you don't, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I don't have anywhere to go. Like, what am I? Then I'm like, okay, well, one of us is going to hit the other. Then I guess we're both going to have to call insurance. Like,
I hate that.
Sometimes at that point, I just accept my fate. Yeah. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to, like, I guess we'll see what happens. But it's almost like this, like, unwritten game of, like, chicken.
Yeah.
Just to see who bitches first.
I also hate people who come to a complete stop to merge lanes.
Yeah. Those are, like, nervous drivers. Keep or, going. Like, first-time drivers.
Yeah.
I just, like, there's just so many things that happen when you're in the car that I feel like if anyone saw me do this, I'd be so humiliated. You know what I mean? Like, I would have been so embarrassed. Like, yeah, I feel that. If anyone was listening to me talk in the car like that when I'm upset or anything, especially if I'm late. Which is always.
When so every late, time I'm in my car.
And I'm, like, driving, and I'm, like, trying to hurry, and then people are acting stupid. Yeah. The way that I talk to myself is so embarrassing.
I know. Remember when our uncle, he was driving us, and that guy cut him off, and he was like, you weasel.
That's because we were kids.
I know. He was trying not to cuss. Yeah. It made me laugh so hard.
But it's just so embarrassing. I know. It's literally so embarrassing. Like, one time... I was driving our brother to school, and we used to have this old truck, and it wasn't even that old. Like, it was like early 2000s.
Oh, the
truck.
White one?
Yeah, the Dodge Ram. So we had this truck, and I was, for some reason, like when I was first driving and I didn't have my own car, my dad would never tell me if something was wrong with the car or if there was no gas. And so I was driving once him to school, and we were in this big turning lane. Like the line was really long. And I'm like sitting at the light, and then the light turns green, and I'm like, okay. And I press the gas, and the car doesn't move. It's like it's stalled. And then the way that so many people were honking at me, and like I and then I put my hazards on, people were still honking at me. And then my brother was like, Drew, go. And I was like, I can't, like the car's stuck. And then I was like panicking, and I was getting angry. And then I was like, what the fuck? Like being like so frantic. And then it just lurched forward randomly. So realistically, I was probably only sitting there stalled for like maybe 3 or 4 minutes. But in my head, that's it felt like I was there for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then when I lurched forward, everyone was zooming around me and giving me dirty looks like I did it on purpose.
No, my hazards are on.
And I tried. And then I was thinking, oh, that was so embarrassing. Like my little spell where I was like, oh, like yeah. trying to fix it. I was so embarrassed like thinking about it.
It's the same when you like hydroplane in your car, the way you yell. And you're like, that was so embarrassing.
I hydroplaned in the car with him too. Yeah, in the same fucking truck. Yeah, my dad would just forget to tell me if there was any sort of issue like that was minor that could, like, I don't care, as long as the car runs, just tell me.
Yeah.
So I know. But my little like my borderline panic attack was just so embarrassing to me.
This next one's from Stephanie, and she said, I hate when people try to act like they're better than you for liking a specific type of music, or when they judge you for the music that you listen to.
I feel that. Yeah. That's driven by internalized misogyny.
That is to do with the same with like movies and
yeah, the TV only shows. The only music that's hated like that, like that's has that like disdain for it is music that's universally loved by women.
Yeah.
So like any sort of pop music or like boy band, right? You can't even really say K-pop because they're in a whole nother category.
Yeah.
But like it's more so like the Jonas Brothers, One Direction, like Justin Bieber when he was coming up, like shit that's universally loved by women and other femme presenting people and then like has fangirls, they instantly like write it off as like cheesy, corny, terrible, whatever.
Or like liking like today's top hits, they're like, oh.
Yeah,
like underground indie, whatever.
Ugh, people like that are the worst. Those are the same.
Pretentious.
Those are the That's so uppity. It's the same shit about people who refuse to be a chismosa.
Yeah.
About celeb gossip.
You're not better than me.
Well, also like it's okay. Life is short. Like whatever you want. Like who gives a fuck? Like I don't care if someone tells me that they like, I don't fucking know, something silly like. Something that, as long as it's not hurting anyone, who gives a shit? It's the same thing about Disney adults. Maybe I'm biased too because I am one low-key.
Yeah.
But like, it's not hurting anyone. You know what I mean? Like, if they like to Disney bound, dress up, like, if they like to get mugs or like go on special occasions or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? The people that are like so mean about them, I'm like, that's just hater shit.
I thought that Curtis Connor's video on those Disney adults, it wasn't on those ones. It was on the ones that like...
they do crazy shit. And you can't even count those people as Disney adults.
Yeah, there's something else.
Well, Curtis Connor's was done in a way that was really respectful. And it wasn't like... it wasn't a drag. It wasn't just like an all-out like...
no, it was more like people. Research into like the
lives. Why they like it and like their dedication to it. And he even said in his video, I remember too, he was like, I don't want this to come off like I'm shitting on someone who just loves something.
Yeah.
Like, because that's not what my intentions are. Which I appreciate. Because some people say some mean-ass shit about people who love Disney. And it's like, who's it hurting? Yeah. It's not hurting anybody.
Do you remember that video of that one girl on TikTok? It was like right when they had reopened the parks after the pandemic.
Someone that cried.
Yeah.
And everyone was being so mean.
I know.
Who cares? Who cares? You think it's corny? Congratulations. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to put on there, you're so weird.
Yeah. Like you think it's corny or you think it's strange? It's okay.
Not, like that's fine. Yeah.
Keep it in here is what I'm saying. Like, you can be a hater, just like don't expect to do it and be cheered on for it.
Yeah.
Like some people who make their whole personality about just hating fucking shit, like you're a weirdo, man. I know. Like it's just like those TikTok trend I saw way back when they were like, these are creators I hate for no reason.
Yeah.
What is the matter with you, bro? Like, and I saw one where I was on it. I'm sure there were more. They probably just didn't tag me out of fear, but like, I was on one, but all the other people on the list with me, all moms, two of them were gay, one of them was non-binary, like, one of them was a chef, like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is wrong? Okay, like, I get it, maybe me, that's you being a pick me, so unpack it, you know what I mean? In the sense that you hate me for no reason.
Yeah.
If you just don't find me funny, that's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, don't put those other people on that list. Like, they're not doing anything to hurt anybody.
I just think like, cause you know, everyone talks about being a hater is fun.
Yeah. I just don't get it.
There's a little bit of a pick me in that.
I agree.
In my opinion.
Because the shit you're hating is universally loved by women.
Yeah.
Almost every single time.
But I'm like, okay, like that's fine. But like there are a lot, I think the hate word is mean. Because I agree. I don't like a lot of people on TikTok.
I agree.
But I'm not going to make my whole personality.
How much I don't like them.
Which, like, to be honest, there's a lot of people on there.
Who have platforms because of that. Built
a
platform,
building, becoming, being a hater and not liking certain things. And to me, I think that that's a pick me.
I think that's fair. It depends on your stance, too, on your reasoning why. Because there are some, I just think, like, the people that I don't gravitate towards, their content's not for me.
Like, have you seen that new, like, kind of up-and-coming queer creator? I think they use they pronouns. I don't want to miss it. It's like they and he, but I'll say they. I think their name's, like, Mole or something. It's, like, a white person.
I don't think so.
And they're always yelling. And it's kind of like the little kid, like, anime content.
Oh, is it the one where people duet them?
Yeah, because they're so loud and annoying. But I've seen a lot of people saying, like, we don't all need to make videos about how much we don't like someone. Like, I think that that's, like, not should not be a thing.
I agree. I just think it's a pylon, and I think it turns into bullying, like, very easily.
That's what they were saying. Is like,
it's like, redirect that energy. Bully the right people like me. You know what I'm saying? Like, bully people who deserve it, like me.
You can't hate someone for being annoying.
Yeah.
You cannot like them. And then I see people, if you don't like their content, then block them so you don't have to see their stuff anymore.
You know how many times I've seen, like, there's very few women who make hate videos about me, but when there are, I'll go and look in the comments, and there will be bitches in there saying shit like, I blocked her a long time ago because she's so funny, and I so not funny, so fucking annoying, and the worst. I go on there, and they haven't blocked me. Well, the way you guys just lie, like, you just make shit up. Like, you, here's what I want to say. You're never, if you ever want to be a content creator, if you want to be someone who lives in the media space, if you want to build a platform, whatever, you're never going to do it doing shit like that, ever.
Yeah.
You're never going to achieve it. You're never going to garner the audience that you like being a hater. Like, nobody likes that person, like, in that sense. You know what I mean? Someone who hates on people just existing.
Like, a great example is Dylan.
Oh, I love Dylan.
Dylan Mulvaney.
Love her.
Have you seen all the drama with her being on the Ulta podcast? And
yeah, and then, like, people boycotting Ulta. I'm like, just admit you're a transphobe. Like,
no, but they are, which is like, you're like, okay.
Or a TERF.
Yeah, and I'm like, so Ulta isn't transphobic, so maybe don't shop there.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like, I don't shop at homophobic stores.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't go to stores that support trans people. I don't know. Like,
and it's just like, what do you get? Like, I know. So what's the prize?
Did you see that white lady that made that mean video? There's been a bunch of them, but I saw one that someone stitched on my For You page. I forget who it was. And she was saying, first of all, she was misgendering Dylan. And she was saying, like, oh, if you want to be a woman, then, like, that's fine. But, like, you don't get to take away my identity. I'm like, when your whole identity is being a mom and a woman, we have other issues, queen.
Which is what? Being a white lady? That's being stripped from you?
That was, like, her responding to a comment.
It's funny because Dylan is a white woman. So what are you on, bitch?
I know. So I went on that lady's video. I never comment on hate videos. And I just put 5 thumbs down and I got, like, 40 likes. My mom, if she doesn't like something,
she puts thumbs down.
The thumbs down emoji. That's the.
Do you see what I'm saying, though? Like, redirect the energy. Like she did. Go. If you want to write hate, write it on someone who deserves it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not going to be like, criticize her.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing about, like, there are some couples that make cringe content. Or no, not couples. There are men who make cringe content, like, they're like thirst traps, and people will tag me in them. And that's why I said, this isn't offensive. It's annoying, but it's not offensive. I'm not gonna attack someone who's not hurting anyone. He's just a cornball.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna attack him for that. You wanna be corny, bro. Yeah. Like, by all means, get your bag. That's what I think. Yeah. But, like, he's not hurting anyone if he's just trying to be sexy. Like, that's not.
Same. If people it is are what being it is. Annoying, I just don't like it.
Or I just, you know what I go?
I go, swipe. I put not interested. That button doesn't work no matter how many times I put
it. Yeah, it really doesn't.
But I'm going to keep doing it every single time.
I've done it too. And sometimes I don't even do that. Sometimes I'll still watch the video. They still get the view for me. Like, sometimes if I'm being, let's be honest. Let's be 100% transparent. There are some people I will never follow.
Yeah.
But I'll watch their videos. I watch them all the time. I'll go on their video.
Did you watch? Wait, go ahead. Finish your thought.
I just say, like, I'll go on their profile. I'll see what's new.
Yeah.
I'll watch them all and be like,
I'm not
going to
follow and I'm not going to like.
I'm not going to follow. I'm not gonna follow. I'm not gonna like.
And it's because I don't like it.
And you know what? It keeps populating my For You page. And that's on me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, I'm not gonna make a video going, here's why I hate
exactly.
This. You know what I mean? It becomes fan behavior.
That's your
here's
fan.
Why, here's why I hate this person. Because she does this, she does that, she does this. So you watch the videos.
And they're not hurting anyone. That's why I'm like, I just know that men are going to be like, you're a fucking hater. There's a difference between me shaming the fuck out of you for saying you want to kill all fat people and someone who does organization videos and I just, it irritates me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You don't like those?
I love them. Oh, okay, I'm just saying some people fucking hate those. Really? Emily Mariko is a great example. What does she ever do?
I know.
Nothing. What she does? Cook silently.
One thing about her, I'm going to watch the whole video.
Listen to me.
I don't care how long
when
it is.
When I tell you that her videos have me in a grip, every time we follow each other on everything, every time a new reel comes up, I'm like, I open it up. You know, you never open reels. Open hers and I'll be like, so I can hear it better. What's new with my girl, Emily? I watch her unwrapping things to hang on her wall. Yeah. I'll watch every
single
one.
Did you watch the video where she built the, her bridesmaids boxes?
Yes.
I watched the whole thing.
When I watched her rearrange her bar cart, I watched that too. I watched her.
I love too that her kitchen is so normal.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch the whole thing.
I watched her open her patio furniture, unpack it, dust it, watch the whole thing.
Same with Emmanuel Duvernay. The chef.
I love Emmanuel.
Has a quick dance break. I'm going to watch the whole thing.
He is so funny. Him and his wife are the sweetest people. Sweet. And I run into them at every event. They're so nice. Sweet. They're the sweetest people
in
the world.
Same with Soy. I'm going to watch the whole thing.
Soy, if you guys don't follow Food with Soy, Billy loves Soy's videos too.
For his birthday, we should have taken him on a Soy tour. All
the places she's been. He would have loved that. Yeah. Well, Soy, we met for the first time ever. Well, we were both AAPI Trailblazers together this year, but we met at Billboard in person for the first time. So we went to Billboard Music Awards together, and then we did AAPI stuff together, and we just always see Soy. I saw her at VidCon a bunch of times. I fucking love Soy. I highly recommend her content if you're looking
everyone
for
everyone we talk about. Emily Mariko, Emmanuel Duvernay,
Soy.
What's another harmless one? I mean, I feel like all
I follow friends. So many that are so harmless and so opposite of me. And that's what makes me laugh because we love
Nana
each other's
Joe.
Content.
We love Nana Jo.
I love Nana Jo. We work together on panels at VidCon. I love Nana Jo.
I'm trying to think, who else do we like to watch that's like...
That's just so harmless.
Yeah. And kind of not mindless, but it unstresses me when I'm watching it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. Yeah. I was talking about, I don't know her name, but because I think I haven't followed her because I've only seen her videos come on my For You page like
randomly
twice.
And then you forget.
Yeah. But she does the Sanrio backpacking videos where she has all Sanrio stuff.
Okay.
So it's those Loungefly backpacks. Yeah. Then she has all these little matching wallets. Matching sanitizer, matching keychain, matching tissues.
Is it the girl who with the really soft voice? And she's like, come watch me pack my bag for the day.
She's one of them.
I like that girl too. I don't remember her name.
Something about backpacking videos. Yeah.
She's like, let me bring 16 makeup wipes, a makeup
remover.
Yeah,
she's like, that might be a different girl.
It's a different girl.
It's the white girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she packs
and
juicy bags.
And they have those
bags.
Water bottles that are big, big rectangle.
That's a different girl.
Clear ones that are skinny.
The girl who parks the Marc Jacobs tote.
Yes.
Yeah, she puts her iPad in there. Yeah. Yeah. That's a different
girl. Another girl. We're talking about three different girls, but yeah.
No, yeah. The one I'm thinking of, she does Sanrio, but there's also a British one who does
Dang
the
it.
Same thing.
I'm talking about the British one's the tote one, right?
No, the British girl does the Sanrio backpacks.
I don't know that one. Dang
I can't even tell you. It itches this very specific part of my brain watching those.
Weekend restocks. My favorite time of
You know what's so funny? I fell asleep watching those last night. And so many of them follow me. So many of those moms who do restock videos, they follow me.
I want
so many
to come
of
to
them.
My house and reorganize everything.
I just am obsessed with watching them.
And they're pouring the little scent beads.
They're Sunday reset, those things. They just itch my brain.
Really gets me going, dude.
Man, I'm that's foreplay to me, watching those.
I'm watching 16 of them.
And I'll literally fall asleep.
Yeah. That's why when we met Nana Jo, I told her, the really shortened version, I was I used to be really depressed and... Your videos are my favorite things to watch. I would watch hundreds of them.
Billy loves her videos too.
Hundreds of them.
She makes the most fire food.
And she's so nice.
You know what? I'm literally going to look.
I know.
I'm literally going to look at my TikTok right now to find other comfort ones.
I'm trying to think.
Let's see.
A new favorite of mine has been Elise Myers. The way she tells stories really makes me laugh. I really
She's
like
a
her
sweet
content.
Pie. There is someone that I follow.
I watched a video of hers today where she was talking about the first concert she ever went to or was the second concert she's ever been to. This is Elise Myers.
Oh, yeah,
She
just
moved to Australia to go to college, which I was like, what the heck? That's so cool.
Yeah.
And so her roommate, her parents had bought her roommate, tickets to a concert.
Yeah.
And I guess, and Elise was like, and it was so weird because we had the same birthday. So she took me with her. And she was like, and I had no idea who it was. And she showed pictures at the end. It was Taylor Swift.
Oh.
And it was Taylor Swift on her Red Tour.
Oh, shit.
An actual, everyone knew who Taylor Swift was at the time. She was like, I'm so sorry. It was so funny.
Oh, another great one is Maddie Grace Jepsen.
Oh, dude.
She's a harmless one. Like, yeah. she makes the silliest content. She's so sweet.
When I was getting really bad at, like, being obsessed with TikTok when I was really sad, and I would delete it, but then I would go on there to make sure, see if Drew posted a new video, and Maddie, she's like, guy, look back. That's one of my favorite ones. It's saved on my phone.
Yeah, she's just unbelievably
You know funny. Who else I like? That girl that draws the dresses.
Oh, where she draws the character. I saw her.
And she colors them. She has all the markers in the washi tape.
Yeah, dude. That literally.
So good.
Okay, there's this one girl. I don't know how to pronounce her name.
Let me see.
I think it might be Jamie or Jame. She does a day in the life of Goose. Like, she's a dog sitter.
Oh, okay.
So she dog sits in New York, and she has a recurring dog that she always sits for, and it's his name is Goose, and he's a black lab. I love her video. Like, every time they come up, I'm like, yeah. I like park it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I clock out, turn my do not disturb on, because she does voiceovers and she narrates their whole day together, and she watches like so many different dogs.
That's so cute. I don't know that person.
Obsessed with this girl. Like, I watch her content all the time. We follow each other. She's just so sweet. Me just looking for other people to, like, put on.
I know.
Because there are just so many people that I feel like are such great, like, comfort TikTokers.
Yeah, I agree.
And I feel like people are just so mean for no reason. And I'm like, you guys are insane. Like, Red Leaf Ranch. Have you seen Red Leaf Ranch?
Let me see.
He goes, abundance.
Wait, I do know him. And the first video I ever saw of him was he was draining his chicken's, like, thing. And I watched, like, 100 of them. I love his videos.
Yeah, I love watching people.
I watch him make loofahs. I watch him all the time.
I love watching people, like, harvest.
You know who else I love? Belief in Fatherhood.
Oh, I love him.
His kids are so fucking funny.
His stuff is so good, though. There's just so many, like, harmless fucking people that I feel like don't get enough. Like, if they do get attention, they, like, blow up or they get really popular. And then shortly after, it's people being like, this is such terrible. I can't stand this person. I don't know what it is. And I just think that just makes it icky to me. Like, if you have no valid reason.
Yeah.
Because I told Billy, like, when you look for reasons to validate why you already don't like someone, that makes you a hater. Like, if you have a valid reason to not like someone and you just don't like them, you don't need to go around telling people how much you don't like them.
I agree.
You just don't engage. You're just like, okay, not my content.
I'm not going around there. Why is this so popular?
Yeah. It's just like, who is it helping when you write shit like that? You know what I mean? Like, you're not helping anyone. Like, have you seen this girl, Benulis? She does the styling videos.
Yeah, you should.
She's like vintage girly.
Yes.
She's so funny, and her outfits are fire. But people are just hating for no reason.
And Pepperoni Muffin and Erica Titus.
Oh, and they're wildly popular. Yeah. So, yeah, the Titus sisters, we vibe with so well. I've met their brother.
He was so nice.
Yeah, we've met them before. They're the sweetest people in the world. Like, genuinely, the Titus sisters and their brother, they're exactly like how they seem online. They're the same in person. They're also babies. Like, they're so young. And so, like, they're someone who, they make the most harmless, like, comfort TikToks, and they're just, like, people hate for no reason. It's really annoying.
Yeah.
That's the worst part about being a content creator. Like, it really is. Like, so, yeah. Anywho, if you guys have more comfort TikTokers that you feel like other people would enjoy, please put them in the comments. I'd love to see them.
If they've been on Drew's show, we like them.
Yeah, and if they've already been on my show or you've seen me, like, clearly I'm friends with them already, don't worry, I know about them. But show me some other ones if you haven't already.
Okay, this is from Chase, and she said, when someone thinks something's really funny and they, like, tap or hit you to get in on the laugh.
I can't even talk shit because I do that.
I know, I was like, then don't hang out with us.
Yeah, don't hang out with us.
If we weren't sitting apart so far apart from each other, we'd be punching each other the whole video.
Yeah, we're just those kinds of people. You just can't, I can't help it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bro.
Sorry, queen.
It's only when it's, like, unbelievably funny.
Yeah.
Like, when it's so funny, I have to push my chair away from the table so I can bend over.
Yeah, like when we were eating
Quarter Bakery.
That was funny.
Dude, Dayson was killing it. She brought the house down with her jokes that night.
I was on it that night.
She was on one that night. She was like, joke after joke after joke. She was stupid. Laying it on thick that night.
Huh.
And it hit every time. I was laughing so hard I started crying. It was so funny.
We were hitting each other when we were doing the throwing the trash thing.
Yeah. Well, when we were talking about the roller coaster, like that's one of those things that makes me so laugh. I have to get up. I have to sit up and like push my mic away. Mm-hmm. So don't hang out with us then. If that's one of those things you don't like. I get why people don't like it. Mm-hmm. But like, honestly, when people do that to me, I know my jokes are hitting. Yeah. When they do that to me, I know they're hitting, which makes me laugh because I do the same thing. So,
okay, this is from Caitlin, and she said, "I hate when someone slurps their coffee and then goes ah after every drink they take,
every single drink."
She said, "My husband does this, and it drives me up the wall." And you still married him, Caitlin?
You're still married to him currently? After every slurp, isn't that exhausting?
Do you think it's like a little kid, like how do little kids drink do it?
No, they're just like. That's different. That is gross.
Yeah.
But no.
Think it's like a cartoon when they drink?
No, I think it's like it's literally like what she described. It's just like a like because it's like refreshing or whatever.
Yeah,
or just
like a cartoon. Hitting the spot.
Oh yeah, but I thought you were saying it was the same as like the breathing through your nose thing.
That would drive me nuts. I don't think I could ever marry someone who does that. Just kidding.
That's one of those things where I think to myself, I'm like, you have to knock it off. Otherwise, it's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, let's talk about it. Like, stop. You know what I mean? Like,
one time we were at this thing. This girl asked us if we needed something. And she walked. We were like, no, we're good. And she walked away from us. And then, you know, when you got to, like, pick a wedgie, you, like, make sure your back is facing a wall where, like, no one can see you.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. We need to like put more context. We were at a work event for me. And when I tell you, I wish I could tell you where we were because it would make it 20,000 times funnier, but I will not air her out like that. I don't remember her name. She was just someone who was working.
She was so nice. I want to finish the story, but yeah, build the context.
No, I will. But like, I just want to set the scene. We're in this extremely professional environment, like professional crew, cameras, like everything. And this girl's just someone who's helping out. yeah. So that's just the context
of right? where we are. We're building this.
Where we are. Like,
so she asks us, do you need anything? We go, no. And so she turns around. Do you know how many times I get wedgies? I get wedgies all the time.
Yeah.
But mine is I go
front and back. Like, yeah. If you know, you know. If you got a dumpy on you, you get wedgies. It's just, it is what it is. Yeah.
So if I
got
to pick a wedgie, I will try to go to the bathroom. But if I can't, I will put my back against the wall and hope no one can see.
Or I just make it a point to do it quickly. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And I'll announce I have to pick my wedgie to the people around me. So no one's like, what are you doing?
And not at work. You know, would you announce that at work?
On camera. I'm like, I have to pick my wedgie.
Guys, I have to pick my wedgie.
One sec. Anyway, so she asks us, we go, no. And so she turns around. She's not even out of the room. She doesn't just pick her wedgie. She puts her whole hand like a little kid, like picking their butt.
You know when you see a little kid and they stick their hand in their pants?
Like down the back of
their
pants?
They like stick it, like, hold on. They stick it down and then they like, their whole body like pulls it out.
Lurches forward.
So they're like this, they're like, you know what I'm saying, bro? Like they literally go like they arch their back like that to get it out. You know what I'm saying? Little kid shit. Like where they're like barefoot, they're stinky, they're at Chuck E. Cheese, they reach in there and they
snot everywhere.
They dig in their ass and then they pull it out. And then they like
that's what she did, but we're all full grown adults in a professional environment.
I just wanna say I wasn't there when it happened, but my whole family was there. Like my whole family. Like, My mom, my dad, my sister, and my cousin Adam, who's also my hair makeup artist.
He didn't see it, though. It was just me, mommy, and daddy. Yeah. And then all three of us look at each other like...
Because it was unbelievable in the sense that there was hundreds of people around. Like,
and then Drew was like, if I see her do that again, I'm going to tell her.
You know when you tell little kids, when they do shit like that, you go, hey, knock it off. You know what I'm saying? Like... I just tell her that, like, I'm like, wash your hands and knock it off. You know what I mean? Like,
she said, come sit down next
to me. You come sit down next to me, like on some parent shit. I just like, what were we even talking about?
We were just, you were telling, saying how like if her husband did that around you, you tell her to knock it off.
I'm gonna need you to knock it off. It was just like unbelievable given the setting that we were in.
Oh my God, dude.
Given the setting that we were in, it was almost
dare I say
offensive to witness in an environment like that. It was also like she was offering to get us like food and drink.
And then I'm glad I said no because I just watched you touch your butt.
Yeah, she just like dug in her ass. Like it's one thing to pick a wedgie. It's another thing where you pick it and you scratch at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know she was itching. Like there was an itch. And like, by all means, queen, like if you got to do what you got to do, just maybe do it in the bathroom. Oh maybe God, seek the lavatory before you like subject the rest of us to see it.
Well, and like you're not that self-aware that you don't think I'm looking at you as you walk away. What?
Well, not only that, but like where my family was sitting was on a couch facing the only like the couch was up against a wall. So like,
oh my God,
there's nothing else for us to look at. It's not like our backs were to her. You know what I'm saying? Like we're sitting like this, like in a living room and she's the TV. And then she turns around and picks her butt and thinks we're not going to see her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
girl, clear the room first and then do it.
It's like, queen, get to the lavatory. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and use a wipe while you're in there.
And maybe check on some things. I don't know. Maybe revisit.
Dude, it was out of control. It was like a little kid.
I just like, I no judgments, but just like, I don't want to see it. Oh, like, if you got to, if you got to dig in your ass, bro, like, go to the bathroom. That's okay. You can go to the bathroom.
And do what you got to do in there. I'm not going to judge you.
I really won't.
Take care of business. Go do your business in there and then come back out.
It's just like, it's like that one time that like we talked about like people at the airport and like someone almost mowed us down because she had to go shit.
Yeah.
And I know that because we went to the bathroom and we start like in White Chicks, move, bitch, like going into the bathroom. You know what I mean?
And you think I don't see your suitcase and your shoes under the sun? I know it too.
I peeped the shoes, queen. You know what I mean?
I know
like,
it too.
She like ran us down because she was going to shit herself. Like that's my problem. It's just one of those things. That's a pet peeve of mine, having to watch you dig in your ass. That's a pet peeve of mine, too. It truly is.
Me too.
Like, one time, here, I'll air my own shit out so it doesn't seem mean. But, like, one time I was wearing these underwear that had, like, a really strange cut on them.
Okay.
So they were, like, pinching almost because my thighs are so big. And
were you wearing them sideways?
I might have been. Yeah. That's the worst when you're wearing them backwards or something.
Wrong hole. That's why
they're cutting off the circulation.
And then you're like, my coochie's like folding around it. What's going on?
Yeah. Because it's on the wrong part of the chonies. Yeah. So like, I literally like had to, and I had high waisted shorts on, and high waisted shorts and a bad underwear cut. A recipe for disaster. Literally, honestly, I just would rather not be there at the event than wear those two things combined because it's so uncomfortable.
Is that at the barbecue?
Yeah. Yeah, so I told Jason this story.
This is for like, Drew's birthday.
Yeah. So I was in the safety of my own home, first of all, and only my loved ones were there.
She had to go in the bathroom and dig in her ass.
I didn't go in the bathroom. I did it out in public, but everyone was in front of me. The only person behind me was Billy.
And then he said, go in.
He literally goes, why did you do that? And then I go, my underwear is hurting me. It's like pinching me.
Dude, that was like when we went to, wait, sorry, finish your story.
I literally just had to, I had to reach in my shorts and pull them down like on the sides.
Worst.
And then he watched the whole thing because he was right behind me. And he was like, why did you do that? Like he was laughing like crazy because he said it looked like a little kid. Yeah. And I was like, well, I wasn't digging in my ass. I was just literally putting my hand in there so I could pull the underwear down
when,
on the side.
They're like so far up your ass you can't pull them through your shorts. You gotta stick your hand in
there. Because I had jean shorts on. So I literally had to go like up my shorts and go like that, go down my pants and then pull it.
That girl didn't do that.
No, that's not what she did.
Even she stuck her hand it wasn't like that. It was like in there scratching around, pulled out.
You know.
It wasn't that.
You guys know.
Like when we were in Vegas, we went to the pool. I wore high-waisted bottoms under jean shorts. Worst mistake of my life.
Yeah, the worst.
And I told mommy, I have to stick my hand down the back of my pants to like unravel
the fucking bunch.
Yeah. And then they're all.
Yeah, like they literally release. Otherwise, like that's that it takes over my brain. I can't think of anything else because it hurts. If you know, you know. Yeah. I know some other people are going to know what that feels like. It's so uncomfortable. Especially if you're a thick girl, like if you're just like someone who's really thick on the bottom or bottom heavy, it's happened to you, especially if you've worn high waisted stuff, mm-hmm. like jeans, shorts, anything like that. Oh my God.
Especially jean shorts that's squeezing not only my stomach, but my thighs. I go, girl, and the wedgie's trying to kill me in here.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead and throw me off.
Basically, what we're saying is to have some decorum. If you have a wedgie, go to the bathroom, pick it.
Yeah.
Then you can go to town. You know what I mean? Like, you could really get in there. You know what I'm saying?
Then you
can
take them off for a second and just take a break without them on.
What? What do you mean? That's what I did.
That's not because you had a wedgie.
No, it isn't. It's arguably worse.
Tell the people a story we're giggling about.
Okay.
And then we'll do one, like two more.
The last time we flew Southwest was arguably one of the worst flights I've ever had. Only because they did not turn on the air for whatever reason. And for some reason, anytime I get on a flight, I always wear like some kind of loose sweater or something because it's always cold. Like it's cold on a flight, or I'll wear pants, or sometimes I'll wear both, but most of the time I'll pick one or the other. This time I was wearing biker shorts, but they were like the long ones that go to like almost to your knees. And then I had like a loose sweater on the top. And we flew Southwest. They, for some reason, refused to turn the air on. I don't know why. And it was fucking hot. So like,
and the seats are so small.
Yeah. Like, well, just like me, I haven't flown Southwest in forever. Like, I used to fly that when I was a kid, but typically we fly like United, Delta, whatever, you know, but we just were sitting, the three of us. So it was Billy, me, and then Dayson. And we were so close, and Billy, like typically his body temperature is really high all the time. So he's always hot. So him sitting up against me, sitting up against Dace, no fucking air. It's summer. We're going to Nashville in summer. It's fucking hot. So we were sweating. Like, all of us were miserable because it was so fucking hot.
And right before this, Drew's SpongeBob game on her phone wouldn't download. So it was a recipe
double
for
homicide.
Disaster.
My SpongeBob game didn't download in time. And they said I needed internet, which is fucked up. And I was so upset about it. But anyways, I tried to, like, sleep just because I wanted to get there faster. So I was like, if I fall asleep,
it wasn't that long of a flight, but it felt
it
really
was.
Long.
It was, like, going to New York. It was, like, 5 hours.
Oh, shoot, you're right, yeah.
Yeah, 5-6 hours. So we take off, and it's, like, it's so hot. So I try to go to sleep. I wake up. I'm even more hot, miserable. And then I was like, I got to go to the bathroom. And I went to the bathroom. I literally just took my pants off and stood there. I didn't even go to the bathroom. I was just fucking hot. Like, I was miserable. And you know when you don't wear a shirt underneath your sweater, so you're married to the sweater?
Yeah.
That was me. All I had was like a little bralette on, and I knew it would be inappropriate to wear that on a flight. Like, I just didn't feel comfortable in that close quarters taking off my sweater like that. So I was married to the sweater. So I had the sweater, the shorts, a hat, my hair was down. It was fucking miserable, dude. And so then I literally went to the bathroom, just took my pants off. Like, I took them down like I was going to go to the bathroom, and I was just cooling off. I was just standing there.
She was in there for a long time, too.
And she literally was like, are you okay? Like, when I came back, I go, dude, I was just cooling off in there. I felt so much better. Once I took my pants off, I was like, ah. And then I literally, like, tucked my shirt into my bra, like you know.
You just put it over your head, so it's just on your arms. You know?
I literally was, like, standing, and I was holding it up, and I was going, like, I was literally fanning myself with it.
That's so funny.
Because I was so fucking hot. Like, it was just unbearable. And then Billy told me that he felt a lot better because I got up and left, and there was space between them to cool off. And he was like, I'm dying. And every time they brought one drink, he'd be like the water.
Yeah.
Immediately I gave him my water. He was just dying. I felt so bad for him. But it was fucking terrible. And so, anyways, that's the story Dayson wanted me to tell.
But see how she did that in there? That's what I want to tell
you. The privacy of the bathroom.
You're listening, digging your ass in the bathroom like a normal person.
Like the rest of us.
Okay, this one's from Celeste, and she said her pet peeve is when I'm showing my mom or dad a funny video and they go, who's that?
That's so funny. Every parent's the same in that sense. It's true.
Who's that?
And then they don't get the joke, and then they're like, I don't get it. And then you explain it, and then they're like, oh, okay. Oh, man. It's just like, take my L and go home. You know what I mean? My dad's like that, especially.
Yeah.
Just because my dad doesn't know anybody.
No, literally.
So if I'm going to show him anything, I have to give him a 3-minute
context.
Yeah. Summary. So he gets it.
I don't know this person. I saw it on Instagram here.
Yeah.
I show it to him.
And he goes, he follows you? And I'm like, no, it's just some random. Never mind. He's like,
but who is it? I go, I just saw you. I don't know. Okay, this one's from Gabby. And she said, this one's pretty similar to like people who think they're too good to listen to Cheese Me.
Yeah.
But she's like, people who brag about not having time to watch TV or they don't own a TV when you start talking about a show you're watching.
I don't know. I don't really watch TV. What do you do then? What do you do?
They're like, I watch TikToks on my phone. That's why I'm so sad all the time.
Not even that, because that same person doesn't watch TikTok.
Yeah.
So they don't get the jokes either. Like, when you make a joke that's exclusive to TikTok, they don't get it.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like me and Dace are like, what's a TikTok joke? Well, I want to take a pic.
Yeah.
That's one that no one would get ever. No. Even most people who consume TikTok wouldn't get that joke.
That's why that one video you sent me of, is it DeMarcus?
Yeah, when he was talking about the chicken salad. It's a chicken salad.
Oh, he's like, you don't get it. It's from TikTok. That's me all the time. It's so annoying. Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. It's terrible when people don't get the joke. Like, when they don't get it in that way, but it's not that they don't get it. It's that they act like it's so juvenile to understand. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with TV. Like, when they're like, no, I don't really watch TV.
Yeah.
What do you do then? What do you do? You know what I mean? Like, what do you do all day? Like...
What, do you think you're better than me?
Well, you just seem so fucking miserable then. You don't watch TV at all? Not Netflix, Hulu, nothing at all?
I don't understand when people say that. What does that mean?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what do you do then? Then I'm like, okay, well, then what do you like? What do you like to do? Fucking read? I doubt it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't believe you. I don't think you do that. I don't believe you at all.
I feel like there are people who say stuff like that. They watch cop shows. I don't know why. That's the vibe I get.
They watch the, like... free TV, like Judge Judy or Judge Brown, yeah. Like that. The cooking shows, yeah. And shit. The free ones.
Is it Cops? I bet they watch that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, or they'll watch things like are so old, like things like Entourage.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched Entourage? When it came out, I was in the fifth grade, so no.
No.
I didn't really make That's it a point. That's when
some people are like, you haven't seen that movie? I go, I was literally, like, I haven't seen Scream. And I go, I was like 4 when it came out.
I saw it for the first time when I did
some last SPI. Year. Yeah.
It's true.
You haven't watched American Pie? I was in the 4th grade when it came out. Why would my mom let me watch that?
But also I wasn't like, I can't wait to watch American Pie. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just know what you know at the time. Like,
I have since seen American Pie, but yeah.
I just don't like, I don't make it a point to tell people how much better I am than them if I haven't seen something that they watch. Like, yeah. I'm always like, oh no, I've never seen it. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I'll, like, it my go-to thing to say sometimes is, like, oh, I've seen parts of it. And 9 times out of 10, that's a lie.
It always is.
Or when I say that, I'm talking about I've seen the trailer, which is technically true, or but not.
She thinks she's seen parts of it.
Yeah. Sometimes I just don't know.
Like I'll watch her say that, and I go, no, you haven't. And I'll be like, when did you watch that? And she'll describe it to me, and I go, you're thinking of something else.
Well, that's just an innocent mistake.
Yeah.
But either way, I still let them tell me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I let them tell me the tea. I'm one of those people. Oh, here's one. When I tell, this is for you. This is my pet peeve about you.
Oh.
Okay. It's like when I say when I've seen something first, which is rare, like before I've seen it before Days, and I go, can I tell you what happens? And she goes, no, I want to see it. I fucking hate that. Because I'm someone, I'll let you spoil it for me. Like, even if I want to watch
it. She'll watch a movie and look up what happens before it ends. I don't want to do that.
Not always, but sometimes,
like, Black Adam, we've both seen it. I've now seen it.
Yeah.
She obviously saw it before me. And she wanted to spoil the end credit scene for me. No.
Well, I was like,
dude. And then when we were watching it, she goes, do you already know what happens? I go, yeah, someone spoiled it on Twitter.
And then I go, what the fuck? Then I could have told you.
But this was after you would be trying to bully me.
I
just hate
when people, I go, well, are you planning? Because this is, I'm one of those people that doesn't want to spoil things.
Yeah.
So I'll literally go, are you going to watch it?
Or do you care if I tell you?
And then every time I say this to Daisy, she goes, don't tell me. And I hate that.
Wait, have you watched the new episode of The Great British Bake Off?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Who went home? I forgot.
Dawn. Oh, wait.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Hopefully you've watched
Spoiler alert.
Hopefully you watched it.
Yeah, Dawn.
It was her time.
She shouldn't have made it that far, I don't think. She really...
I thought Carol was better than her.
She just... Well, Carol just really goofed.
I know.
So...
2 weeks in a row.
I loved Dawn, but, like, her time was clicking. Her time was ticking. I'll tell you what. Shabira pulled it out the bag, though. She literally was like, you guys are never going to tell me that you can't taste any of my flavors ever again. She was putting in her reps that week.
It seemed, it looked like everyone, the ones that did make good stuff for the final one, For the Showstopper, all their flavors were disgusting except for Shabira's.
She killed all of them. Came first in the technical. She got a handshake. And then her thing was beautiful. And I was telling Billy, I was like, it's so funny because when they say, like, I didn't have enough time, it's like what Dawn made and what Shabira made. I'm all, they had the same amount of time. Isn't that so funny? Yeah. Like, just the way that they use their time is so much different. That's
what I felt the week before where they made those puddings that had to have a surprise inside of it. Was it a pudding or what was it?
No, it wasn't. No, that was the one from this week. They had to crack it open and it had to have a sweet.
No, not the pinata thingy. No, I'm talking about when they made those puddings. So a lot of them were making gelatin molds. So when you cut it open, you could see
the shape. Yeah.
And Dawn was like, that one doesn't look good. And she still put it in there.
She said that the whole time she was making her little black cat. She goes, it looks terrible. Doesn't even really taste that good. I kind of overbaked it. Anyways, I told Billy, I was like, see how they're just immovable? Like, I love when older people are on the bake-off because they will not move. They will not change their flavors. They don't change their techniques. They're like, this is what I like. This is what I've made for 30 years. I'm not changing it. They just don't care. They don't care at all. They're like, And then, like, Paul will tell them, even at the judging, he'll tell them, like, you need this. And they're like, that's just the way I like it. They just don't care. There was one old man in one of the earlier seasons that he made it kind of far.
Yeah.
But he, every time, he goes, that's just the way I like it.
I remember that.
And then Paul, like, towards the end, he was like, let me guess, that's just the way you like it. Like, he just didn't care. He was like, yeah. So that's my favorite part of older people being on the Bake Off. They just don't give a fuck. They make the most basic, plain flavors. And they're just like, that's what I like.
I thought that was the first episode. I told Billy that was one of my favorite episodes I've watched because it was so fun, all the things they were making.
The Halloween stuff. Yeah it was really cute.
I really thought, too, the Showstopper, those were the best ones I've ever seen.
Like, it was crazy.
For that many of them to make that many cute, like, things.
Yeah, like, Shabir's was out of this world crazy.
But even Kevin, he pulled off his spider easel. Hopefully it works. And it was, like, kind of okay.
Yeah, even Abdul's, like, his Halloween lantern.
No, and then nutty. Janusz, the popcorn bucket.
It's so cute.
So cute.
They're so talented on this season of the Bake Off.
And the skull ball that Sandra made
was so cute. I'm such a big fan of that show.
I know.
That's why I was so disappointed in that Mexican week. Because I was like, why would you do this to me? Question mark.
I saw someone say, this is the most British shit they've ever made on here. And it was a picture of the s'mores. They're like, I can't believe Paul Hollywood thinks when that s'mores look
when we saw, he's like, a s'more. And then they showed it. Me and Billy paused it, and we were laughing. And I go, he's not for real. Be fucking for real. There's no way.
When he was saying digestive biscuits, I'm all, because I've heard them make those before, and I've watched, like, Zoella talk about how they like them.
Yeah.
And I thought, maybe that's what they think they call graham crackers. Then they were showing them make them. I go, no, that's not a graham cracker. No,
and it's just like a plain cracker. Like, it's not even like a cinnamon flavored anything. Like,
I don't think it is.
Dude, the amount of marshmallow, like, your ratios are so off, bro. Like, what in the fuck is that thing?
The chocolate's too melted. And I saw someone say, that's literally a s'more. What the fuck are you on?
Yeah, also ganache. Like, what are you out of your mind? Like,
maybe it tastes better that way. Instead of, like, a chocolate bar.
Something tells me it doesn't. Too much marshmallow. That's not the star ingredient. I want to tell
them, stop doing American things on this show.
I want you to keep doing it because it's funny. I think it's hilarious. Just don't venture into other cultures.
Yeah. I did see people say that they should do an Indian week because they do have a pretty big Indian population.
They do. And they always have contestants that are a really good mix.
Yeah.
So they have, like, obviously they have white people, but they also have black people. They have Asian people of all different, like, Southeast Asian, you know what I mean? So that, so I think that would be a great thing. As long as they did it respectfully, I think that would be cool.
Now, every time Matt comes on screen, I'm all,
Matt?
Not laughing.
Matt's the one with the pumpkin shirt. Oh, no, Matt's the
bald host.
The host.
No, Kevin's the one in the pumpkin shirt. He goes, I'm going to be so pissed if I go home and I'm wearing
this
shirt.
I was so dead. I told Billy, I was like, that guy's so real for saying that. Because they have to wear the same outfit all weekend. That guy's so real. I was telling Billy, I was like, no, it's true. Because, like, you know, like, Sandra was just like an angel.
Yeah.
And, like, Abdul's just like an astronaut. I would feel like such an asshole if I got cut and I was dressed like, that was just silly. You know what I mean? Like, it's just,
I know, Yanni, it's just dressed as a Noel.
As Noel, which is cute.
He regrets wearing the boots. I'd be, damn it, I shouldn't wear the pointy boots.
I'd be dressing for strictly comfort every time I went in there.
How come none of them dressed as Paul Hollywood to give handshakes?
That would be funny. Yeah. I would have done
and
that.
And then they get sent home.
Yeah, they have a little, like, goatee in their leg.
The piercing blue eye.
They have blue contacts in their eyes. They're doing their post-cut interview.
That's my favorite Queens Like to Watch episode, is when they watch The Great British
Bake Off. Great British Bake Off. Yeah, they're so funny, Dan. Oh my God.
Okay, we'll end on this one. This is from Bert. We're getting a lot of hate in this episode. First, they said they don't like people that hit each other, right? Okay. When they laugh. Now this one.
I was like, hate?
Well, I'm just joking. But yeah. This one's from Bert, and they said, I get irrationally angry when I see people wearing Crocs. They're just so fugly and impractical. I don't care how comfy you say they look. You look fucking goofy.
Listen. One thing we're not going to do here.
If you come see us on Torbert, I'm going to wear my Crocs.
In this just place of worship, you're going to talk shit on Crocs? Are you out of your mind? Listen, Crocs are a universal shoe in the sense that they're a house shoe. They're a travel shoe. They're a comfy shoe.
You wear them to the pool shoe.
Yeah, they're an outdoor shoe, like as far as like beach, pool, the mall, right? My thing with Crocs, this is when I think Crocs have gone too far. When you wear them in the summer with no socks, that's when I think put the Crocs away or put on a sock, yeah. Right? Because wear I just know
with your Croc.
I just know that that slipper feet smell is ungodly and disrespectful to everyone around you. Yeah. Because you're a liar if you're telling me that you're wearing those in the dead heat. And you're not going to the pool, and you're not going to the beach. Yeah. Like, you're walking around Disneyland or something in a Croc with no sock. Your foot's sweaty. I already know that. And that's gross. So that's the only time I think Crocs go too far. Other than that, I fuck with a Croc heavy. I put my whole family on Crocs because yeah, I was like...
Yeah, I used to think they were ugly, and then I got some for Christmas, and they were my favorite shoes.
They're just the best shoe. They're such a versatile shoe. Like, they're an outdoor shoe. They're a house shoe. I'm really into Uggs right now, so I'm an Ugg slipper girl right now. House shoe, see what I mean? But I wear my Croc slides to the airport.
Those are the best. I used to wear my Birks to the airport with socks because I'm not a sicko. And then Billy said, "We need to get you some slides." And then I ended up getting Croc slides at an event.
Yeah, and they're like so easy to slip on and off, and they're really comfy to wear with socks. And also, it's so funny because when we were in Vegas this weekend, Mayo told Billy, "Was it Vegas? No. It was that when we went to Black Adam." Mayo was telling Billy, "I've never seen you in tennis shoes before," because Billy's always wearing Croc slides with socks. Always. Like, if it's not dressy, then that's what he's wearing. Every single time he wears it to Disneyland, he wears it to the mall.
Before I leave, I want to watch you throw away all of your guys' socks so I can watch the new socks I bought him for his birthday get thrown in that bag.
Yeah, me and Billy love a white crew sock, but like those with a Croc, bro, they're hitting. And if you size up, they're even more comfy.
Yeah.
Like, I got some pink Crocs that are just, like, so comfortable. Great gym shoe if you go to the gym. If you're lifting and you want to lift in your socks, a Croc is the best shoe because you slide it on and off. It's super easy.
I always forget about my green Crocs. Yeah, I got to start wearing them.
I know. I think I just found one of Billy's, like, he got blue Crocs
from the event.
VidCon. Yeah. So I found some of those. I'll give them to him. They're a great house shoe. Don't knock it till you try it. The only people who say that shit have never tried Crocs. I'm telling you right now.
And if you don't like the Crocs, then get the slides.
The slides are really cool too. And honestly, my white Crocs that I had, those are the ones that Billy got me. RIP to those. I had to get rid of them because they were just too fucked up because I wore them too much. But like the little gibbets and stuff you could put in there, so cute, so fun, so versatile.
Go in and buy a pair, Bert. Use your happiness.
Try it. Don't knock it before you try it. I'm telling you. Or just shut up. I'm just kidding. But I do love Croc. I love them and I will stand for no slander on them. They're so comfy. And then you could get those Crocs with the fucking lining inside. My mom has those.
The fuzzy.
The little Sherpas. She lives and dies by those shoes. Like, that's what I'm saying. You don't have a house shoe? What do you wear around your house?
Barefoot.
You could be barefoot, but you need a house shoe. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you need something to walk around. Like, I don't know why, but I feel so much more productive when I have a house shoe on.
I usually don't have shoes on, and it's because I don't want shoes to, like, track around my house like germs. But I should have a pair of my Crocs that these are only inside my house shoes. I don't leave my house shoes.
Yeah, I think
and then my other house slippers are ones I go to the trash can in my mail, and then I go back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A house shoe. It's essential. Like, you wear a Croc around the house. Or you walk in your backyard. You know, like when you need to take the trash out or take the trash cans out and you're like, fuck, I don't have any fucking shoes. So like slide on Crocs. The perfect opportunity. Don't knock it till you try it. I guarantee once you try it, you're going to like them.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yes.
Do not forget, we are going on tour, unfortunately, but also fortunately, in California. So make sure you buy tickets to that at twoidiotgirls.com.
For now, that's where we're at for now. We will expand. Hopefully.
As always, if you want to watch the video version, you can watch it on our YouTube channel, and the audio version is available everywhere that you can listen to podcasts. We hope you have a great week. If you have a topic you really want us to cover within the next 2 weeks, please send them to us on Instagram. But other than that, we hope you have a great week.
And make sure you get your tickets to our tour.
Twoidiotgirls.com.
Woohoo!
Bye.
Bye.